Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stambolian. How are you doing, Rich?
I am good. Hi. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
A lot of wrestling this weekend.
A lot of wrestling this weekend. We had Vengeance Day.
Yes, we did.
You had Grand Slam, Australia. That was not an Australian accent.
No. Whatever that was.
I don't
it was
know
terrible.
What that was. You like my shirt?
I do love your shirt.
The Trash Man.
It's great. That's such a fantastic shirt.
You know where
shirt.
I got it? TikTok where? Shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo, that stuff, it's addictive.
Yeah.
You know what I get a bunch of?
No.
Like, athletic long johns, like running, like the running tights for men.
Okay.
And ridiculous graphic tees. That's all I get. And then, like, crystals.
Crystals, huh?
Like, if I decide to become a 40-year-old woman into crystals, that's who I would be.
You do have the, luxurious bathroom for it.
Oh, for the crystals?
Yeah. You can mount a lot of crystals in that bathroom.
Yeah. I need crystals in my bathroom.
Andrew Zarian's Zen Den.
That's where I stayed. The Zen House in Livingston Manor, where we went upstate. It was fantastic.
Oh, we got Joel Pearl in the chat room.
Uh-oh. I've gum in my mouth. I'm getting yelled at. Sorry. I'm getting yelled at. My wife gave me this gum. I call it neurodivergent gum because it's supposed to have you help you focus.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's like...
Is it Adderall?
It's magnesium. There's magnesium in this
up
gum.
Up Adderall?
She's giving it to me to shut up and work, I guess. Where do you want to go, Rich?
All right. Let's talk about a lot of wrestling. Do you want to touch on Grand Slam since that was
the big
show?
Let's do that.
All right.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was fun. They had to wait until the dunk contest was over.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Sorry, guys. We can't go live right now. The dunk contest is still happening.
What? And like, I feel like for somebody who's not, like, if there was somebody in the crowd or somebody watching at home who was not a basketball fan, when you think about that phrasing, it's just bizarre.
It is bizarre.
We have to wait for the dunk contest to be over.
Well, they went live at like 10:52.
Yeah.
So it was past the 10:30 time frame. You know, the story of this is far more fascinating than the time slot that they got, because if you get the times... You know, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're probably going to have the biggest lead-in of the year. Mm-hmm. Might as well capitalize on that. Right. However, the show went live like a year ago.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
And you know what was fascinating? There was a major lack of spoilers.
I found the opposite.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
I found the opposite.
I saw nothing.
I saw two things, and then I shut off my social media.
You did?
Yeah, I saw the Edge thing.
Okay, the Edge sing-along. I saw that.
I saw the Edge thing.
I saw Tony.
Yes.
Tony Khan getting booed.
Yeah.
And then I saw Tony Storm winning. But nothing else, really. Like, there was no other...
I think those were the major ones, though. You know, like, Tony Storm winning was pretty major. People put that on the internet.
The Buddy Matthews ankle twist, that was also on there. So, listen, I thought it was a great show. And, you know, I will tell you, this was always, when that concept of Battle of the Belts came out, like, it was supposed to be Clash.
Yeah.
That was the whole purpose of it. And they had a decent one for the first one.
Yeah.
And they did really good with the numbers. And then it just became nothing. It's just a show just to put on a show. It became like nothing at all.
I thought it was a good show, though.
I thought this was a great show.
Yeah.
And I'm all for them experimenting and doing these, you know, pay-per-view level specials.
Yeah.
Will they continue doing it?
They should.
I know for a fact they will.
Tony Khan said he would be returning in 2026.
Tony's returning in 2026. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they'll go to Brisbane. I think they'll probably go to Melbourne or Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the story of the show was that it was most likely a paid show. That was a humongous task to take, an undertaking to take, to do a stadium show in a market that they are not really positioned in.
Right.
And it is not a destination market.
Right.
It is very difficult to get to Australia.
Yeah.
Even for people that are close to Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know why? It's upside down.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through the center of the earth to get there.
It's the plane that flies. Oh, I definitely know. Oh, he's not even on the air.
He's not even on the air.
That's a good
whisper.
Joke. Yeah.
He's whispering in our ear.
MG said he knows how to get there because he can dig there.
Keep on digging.
Listen, what a great start to the show. Kenny and Will defeating Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher. Great exchanges. Like, I think these guys set out to show everybody, like, hey, like,
they're the best.
Dude, we're the best here, you know? And it's totally fine. We're like, these guys don't have major titles.
Yeah. They're going for them.
They're going for them.
I mean, we're seeing that happen.
Yeah.
You know, this roster is really... The other thing that was fascinating here was, you know, they didn't give them everybody on the show.
Yeah.
You obviously got Kenny. You got Will. Mm-hmm. You got Takeshita. You got Kyle Fletcher. You did not get Hangman.
No Hangman.
You did not get Swerve.
No Swerve.
You did not get MJF.
Yeah.
There was a lot of the best ofs that were missing from this. And I think that's fine for the next time they go there. You know, that's definitely another attraction. But, you know, if this was a stadium show and it was 3 hours like it was intended on being, I definitely think they would have been there. But I think it was smart to keep them back. You didn't need them.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was solid. It was a solid show.
Yeah. And also, it was a highlight for the Australian wrestlers on the roster.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, everybody got to shine a little bit.
Yeah.
You had the AEW TBS title match, Mercedes defeating Harley with the puppet.
What did you think of the ring?
Listen, 20 by 20, 16 by 16, whatever.
18 by 18.
Was it 18 by 18?
I got a little input on this by somebody there in Australia.
Please,
in New Zealand, actually.
That's the other thing that drove me nuts was so many people
very upset over the ring.
Complaining about the ring. Why? Like, have
now
you,
do you
ever
guys
been, ever been to a show before? How big was that ring at Evolve?
You know, I have to tell you, I didn't hate it, okay? I saw it, and I'm like, and, you know, like, I'm like, I get annoyed at things like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like the TNA stuff. Like, I did not watch most of TNA.
Hate that six-sided ring.
I hate anything with six sides.
Yeah.
Nothing with six sides in my life. Yeah.
Okay.
4, 8, or 2. That's it.
Two sides. Okay.
Triangle, I'll take. 3. Mm-hmm. I don't want 6.
What about 7?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll take 7, not 6. This is a nice little tidbit I just got. He goes, I just want to give you some context about the ring issue in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how accurate this is, but this is insight, you know? Australia and New Zealand have a lot of 16 and 18 foot rings banging around. Sure. Which most indies are 16 feet or 18 feet. I've even been to a show with a 14 foot ring. Mm-hmm. Kevin Nash just takes one step and he's out of the ring already in that. around the usually high spot rings with center springs imported well over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
The imported ones here are from the U.S. and can be 25K NZD or more. A person in Christchurch, New Zealand makes long beam rings, 20 foot and 16, which costs around 7,000 NZD,
mm-hmm.
New Zealand dollar. Which is way better, but you typically need a special license to haul a 20-foot load here.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone uses a 16-footer. It's the same in Australia. The bent posts look like the typical high spot ring with a center spring that wasn't tightened in the correct sequence. Interesting.
Okay.
Those center spring rings are very temperamental. However, WWE generally uses a 20-foot, always uses a 20-foot there because they ship them over and they store them there.
Great. Ringgate.
Ringgate.
Ringgate 2025.
Listen, you know, 18-foot, 20-foot, they use it on the Jericho Cruise. They use a 18-footer on the Jericho Cruise. I don't think it hampered the experience.
No.
I also think they shot it well where you didn't realize that it was a smaller ring.
Right.
Because they were doing a lot of zoom-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Did it impact the quality of the show for me? No, it didn't. But was it
something that got your hackles up a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, ooh, I know something's off.
I know something. Yeah.
Ooh.
The talent really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of that talent is used to working in a smaller ring.
Exactly.
Buddy did not like it because he sprained his ankle or twisted his ankle on that ring, which was very unfortunate. But they did not plan on bringing a ring. They planned on renting a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
Maybe next time they'll get a better ring when
they
rent it. Maybe next time they'll purchase a ring and keep it there.
Ringgate. What if they purchased a ring in every country that they go to and just left it there?
I think WWE has like a territory of rings everywhere.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too. I think they have warehouses all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, with stuff. And why not? You know?
Wouldn't you store it in your garage?
Yeah. If I had a ring, absolutely.
Yeah. WWE's like, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you put this in your garage the next time we come?
You got
I'll
it.
Give you comp tickets.
Sure.
We'll pick it up and everything. We just need the storage.
Sure. Let's see what else we got here. Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay backstage. Kenny challenged Takeshita for the international title. Ospreay is challenging Kyle Fletcher in a cage match, also at Revolution. That should be fun.
That should be fun. Yeah. This show, remember, the last year's Revolution was huge.
Yeah. You had the Brisbane Brawl, Death Riders beating Cope and Jay White.
The ending was the problem.
I think they're setting up Cope to win that belt. Unless he gets...
Listen, people get mad at that thought, by the way.
Yeah,
they get upset at that.
Yeah.
I would say he should win it.
Right.
I think this Moxley... You're obviously... People are not happy with the Moxley experiment. The title has not been on TV in months.
Right.
Give it to Cope. Have him do something with Christian. I don't want to see the Christian cash in. I don't want it to be like another one where Copeland wins and then Christian cashes in and wins the title from him.
You know it's going to happen at some point.
Because he did do that to him with the TNT title.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could do that. But I'm fine with Copeland winning the title.
I want his next character to be like a junkie.
Adam Copeland?
And he's just called like Cope on Dope.
Cope on Dope?
And he's like a raving lunatic.
and then he cleans up and he goes, yeah. Cope says, say no to dope.
Yep. Up with Cope, down with Dope.
Up with Cope, down with Dope.
That's just a little fun we're having. AEW Continental title match, Okada defeating Buddy Matthews. Apparently the first time anybody kicked out of the Rainmaker in AEW.
Yeah.
Huge near falls, but Okada gets the win with a Rainmaker.
It's a call. You can't have Okada lose.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good match. The crowd loves Buddy, you know, hometown hero. AEW women's title match, Toni Storm defeated Mariah May. Fantastic match.
Fantastic match.
Great entrance.
And you know, both have like old school lady wrestling names.
Yes.
Mariah May and Toni Storm. I mean, they told a great story here. Yeah. And Toni was telling a great story with that roll-up because she was winning via roll-ups when she was doing the rookie gimmick. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a fantastic match. They told a great story. The right person won. People went home happy.
Yep.
Hometown girl won the title. It was a really fun show.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this got overshadowed by the fact that, yes, this was going to be a network special.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they screwed up on the time.
Yeah.
Yes, they did have to downsize this event.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of that overshadowed the actual quality of the show, and this was one of the best TVs that they've done.
It was a very good TV. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
It does suck that they were just like, we got to wait for that dunk contest to be finished.
Or maybe not. Listen, if the ratings come out today or tomorrow and you see that they did astronomical business,
sure,
you're going to say, oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be the story, because guess what? I didn't watch live. Did you?
10:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did.
10:50?
Because I was watching the dunk contest.
Oh, you're watching the dunk contest. Yeah. No, I was done. First of all, I didn't feel good. I've been sick for like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I've resurrected. Do you see how thin I am?
I'm glad you're feeling better.
I have not been able to work out.
Yeah.
All the Bane juice has left me. I'm so thin. Disgusting.
You look good.
Disgusting. I feel like trash.
Are you going to start, when the sun comes out, are you going to start getting like...
I'm going to start pumping, yeah.
Start getting juice.
I have to juice myself again.
Get swole. I want to see you get like real swole.
Like bulk?
Yeah.
It's hard
like
for me.
Massive.
I mean, I could get big. I could go up to, weight-wise, I could go up to 200 pounds.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm working out, if I could hit that.
I want to see you at 240, just eating...
240?
A dozen eggs all
5'9", 240?
Just eating a dozen eggs and steak all day.
240.
I don't think
my knees could take it. I don't think my knees could take it. I think my biggest I could be is like a solid, like really ripped 189.
Okay.
190.
That's good though.
That's big. That's too big for me.
I want your neck to be like
Taz.
Ooh, yeah.
What else do we have?
We got the lineup for Dynamite this week. AEW International Championship Series, Orange Cassidy versus Roddy. The winner will face Kenny at Revolution. If Kenny beats Takeshita, is that what it is?
My notes died.
Kenny has the shot at Revolution.
Yeah.
Right?
Kenny has the shot at Revolution.
Okay, so Orange Cassidy versus Roderick Strong, whoever. Okay. Big Bill versus Powerhouse Hobbs. That's going to be fun. Yeah,
okay, so
I'm invested into the Big Bill stuff.
Did you see the Ring of Honor stuff that they filmed?
Yes.
Okay. Jericho, first of all, he does a flying head scissors now, like an old school flying head scissors, which is so, I mean, he does it right, but it's so weird to see, you know, like a real old school flying head scissors. Yeah. Big Bill was so over. Everything that they did in this match, this was probably the most over match.
Yeah.
Where, what, were we at a show and we said the most over match was a match on the pre-show? What? Oh, it was the Boom Guys.
Yeah, the Boom Guys at whatever that was. The we weren't there.
We weren't there. The one in Jersey.
Yeah, the one in Jersey. We weren't there. But like that match like popped. It was like match of the night.
Match of the night, yeah.
It's the only match I remember from that.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was the one in Jersey.
Yeah.
This was super over. they absolutely loved the Outrunners as luchadors.
Yeah.
Everything was over in this, and it led to Big Bill and Powerhouse Hobbs. In the end, Hobbs came out to do the save, Bill backed off, and now you got a big meat match.
I'm excited. Street fight, Big Bill, Powerhouse Hobbs, that's going to be good. I want to see Powerhouse Hobbs like bench Big Bill.
I wonder just if like, he can.
Ooh, I think he can.
MJF, you know I want to see him do that too? Jim Ross.
Well, put me down. MJF and Hangman Page have a face-to-face. The Ops, Samoa Joe, Hook, and Shibata versus the Patriarchy. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Anything with Samoa Joe, I'm all about.
Yeah.
Did you watch Vengeance Day?
I did. I watched bits and pieces of it. I put it all together, though.
Yeah. It was a show. It was a long show. Do you want to go through it, or do you want to
through it? Yeah.
North American Champion, Women's North American Championship. Stephanie Vaquer defeated Fallon Henley with Fatal Influence.
Okay. Stephanie Vaquer is fantastic.
She's something else. Yeah.
She has a special look.
Yes.
Just, and you wonder, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's it.
Yeah.
I can't describe to you. Obviously, she's a beautiful girl. She's great in the ring. She doesn't do promos much, you know, because there's a language barrier of sorts. Not really, but, I mean, you can't say it's her promos, but you don't need to have everything, but you need to have it. She has it.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Everybody that sees her too, dude, I mean, like, we have friends that are casual fans.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's her story?
Yeah.
Right? And it's not because she's a beautiful girl. I mean, I'm sure that plays a part, but it's not because of that. There's something more. Because everybody's beautiful on that TV.
Right. She's got
it's WWE. Everybody's beautiful. Even the ugliest guy is still like a handsome guy. You can put them together. You know, they make you
good looking.
They make you good looking. You go there.
They do. Isn't that insane? Like, because you know what? It's the training center.
Can you imagine what I would look like if I went there?
You'd look like an Adonis.
What would they do to me?
Muhammad Hassan too.
Oh, I would love that. Do you know how much I would love that? That is my go-to gimmick. 100%.
I don't know. What would they give you? First of all, they're not going to let
they ruin me. They shave my head and give me handlebar mustache.
What would they call you? They wouldn't call you Andrew Zarian. I feel like they'd saddle you with some kind of
Maximus Tobias.
Some kind of mesmerist.
Oh, the mesmerist.
Like some kind of mesmerist Houdini gimmick. That'd be good. That's a good gimmick for you.
I would love a Houdini gimmick.
You'd be like a Houdini.
Yeah.
Escape from every situation.
Yeah.
And smoke. There's smoke involved.
A lot of smoke. I'm not smoking, though. No, I have a cigar. It's not lit, but the smoke is coming from everywhere. My ears, my head. Stephanie's fantastic. Great pick to go with for the Women's North American Championship.
You have the NXT Tag Team Championship match, Fraxium, Nathan Frazier and Axiom.
I'm into them.
Yeah, defeated Inamura and Josh Briggs. A new mystery faction attacked everybody at the end. You had a strap match, Eddie Thorpe defeating Trick Williams, Ethan Page defeating Javon Evans.
I got to cut you off. Now I figured out why I like Stephanie Vaquer.
Okay.
AU says, she had Psylocke gear on.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
And you know my thing with Psylocke.
She did, yes.
Love Psylocke.
I forgot about that. I was like, oh, what was she
underrated about? Psylocke.
Yeah. Very. Your triple threat match for the NXT Championship. Obafemi defeated Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, making Oba look very strong.
What do you think of Obafemi?
I like Obafemi. I think, you know, like, I feel like, not that we're manifesting this, but for a while there, you and I were both saying, like, wrestling needs big dudes again.
Yeah.
And he's a big boy.
I said, I think there are moments that you could capitalize on this, right? Like, in today's work style, to be a, how tall is he? 6'10"?
Probably who? Obafemi?
Obafemi.
I want to say he's like 6'4".
No, he's bigger.
6'4", 6'5". MG, are you on it?
He's 6'4". Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, he has a bigger presence.
Yeah.
I thought he's like 6'7", 6'8". 6'4", big guy, 26 years old. That is a size that when you are in WWE, you will fit in great.
Yes. Yeah.
You go to AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Edge.
Gigantic.
He's gigantic, dude.
Everybody's gigantic.
Everybody's gigantic.
Listen, we're not poo-pooing on people's sizes or how small or how big they are. It's just a fascinating thing to look at because you and I are on the same page with this for the most part, right?
Yeah.
In Japan, Jay White looked gigantic compared to everybody on that roster.
Yeah, and what is he, 6'1"?
And standing next to Edge, he looks like a junior high
school. Yeah, he's 6'1".
Kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Fascinating. I mean,
it's very fascinating. Yeah. Yeah. But also, I think Edge has that classic like WWE mentality of like, I got to get big, brother.
But you know what, though? Mm-hmm. That guy, and in WWE, he was not big. I never saw him as a big guy. Like He's deceivingly large.
Yes.
But like when he came in 98, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, he's a thin guy.
He's a tall guy.
He's a cruiserweight. He's a thin guy. You didn't even think of his height because everybody's so tall.
Well, think about that perception of wrestling that we have that's ingrained in us, where now these guys are still active. The Hardys are still active.
Yeah.
But comparatively, now the Hardys are bigger than everybody.
Size-wise, yeah. Well, Jeff Hardy's not a small guy.
No.
He never was.
And they were, quote unquote, smaller guys when they were on that roster in the late 90s. How many big MFers did WWE have at that point? And WCW?
I mean, Jeff Hardy was 6'1", and he was considered a small guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, these guys won't ever get over because they're small.
He's
6'1".
Yeah.
He's 200 and something pounds, 6'1", and it wasn't wild. Big enough.
Right.
Yeah, because I get it, right? Because your main event guys are people like Steve Austin. Made of rocks.
Thick.
He's just thick.
The Rock.
The Rock. Triple H. The Undertaker. Yeah. Kane. Mick Foley. I mean, these are gigantic.
Yeah. Big people.
Big people, you know?
There's big people coming
I'm tiny.
You.
I am minuscule mm-hmm. next to them. And I'm not like a short. I'm 5'9". A little above average.
Yeah.
I have a bigger presence, though. Yeah. Around me, I'm like 8 feet tall.
Well, because you like to wear those Gene Simmons shoes.
I wear the Gene Simmons shoes, and I have the Michael Jackson flat built into my shoes, so I actually just walk on my tippy toes. I'm like 6 feet tall.
What else happened? We had a fatal four-way for the NXT Women's Championship match. Julia versus Roxanne Perez versus Bayley versus Cora Jade. Fantastic.
Fantastic match, yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic.
They're doing good stuff in NXT.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with NXT is that I'm full.
You're full of wrestling?
I'm full.
Okay.
And I can't catch it every week.
Well, I mean, they're giving you... NXT has been good. I've been keeping up with it for the most part for the last, like, couple of months, right? And I've really enjoyed it, to be honest with you. I also like the Ricky Stark surprise appearance from...
What do you think his name is going to be?
Do you think they're going to change it?
Dontavious Scott.
Dontavious Scott?
Yep.
I'd doubt that.
You're into that?
Mm-hmm. I'm into it. I think they'll let him keep his name.
They're teasing like they're not.
Really? Okay.
They've never referred to him as Ricky Starks on social media, and they keep alluding that they don't know what his name is going to be. I hope they keep his name, because like if they give him, like, I don't know, Montel Smith.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Like New Orleans Slim.
I had like a list of them, actually.
Just like Montavious.
I don't know, something ridiculous. like where's the list of names that they got? MG, do you have that? The ridiculous names that they did.
I think we had that in the notes a few weeks ago. Osiris Griffin. I'd be okay if Ricky Starks was Osiris Griffin. I'd be all right with that.
I mean, that's insane.
It would have to be Ricky something.
I mean, is Ricky Starks a good name?
Maybe they, I like it. Maybe they give him like an extra K or something.
Ooh, an extra K in the name.
Yeah, you know, Ricky Starks with two Ks.
I mean, that's his name.
Mm-hmm. But listen,
did he ever wrestle under a different name?
Part of me does think that name change thing is out the window at this point.
The name change? I hope so. I hope it's out the window. But if they do rename him, I can't. You know, Freddy Japan would have been the best name for Nakamura. We said that from day one. We were so shocked when they kept his name, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, they kept everybody's name, you know?
Except for, what's his name?
Finn Balor.
Kenta. They didn't keep Kenta.
Yeah, and Finn Balor.
Hideo Itami. What did they call him? Not Hideo Itami. Was it Hideo Itami?
Hideo Itami.
Okay, Hideo Itami. Finn Balor. Mm-hmm. I guess Prince Devitt was stupid. Fergal Devitt. I mean, his name is ridiculous.
Or just Devitt, you know? Because that would have been cool. Think about this. He's been on the WWE roster for 11 years.
Isn't that crazy?
2014.
Yeah.
And the Bullet Club, which I feel like people, we still look fondly on it. His version of the Bullet Club lasted less than a year.
2013, 24. Yeah, yeah. He was hot. He was like on fire at that point. Yeah. And you know what stood him out? The face paint and the makeup, mask and the different outfits. He dressed as the Joker. He dressed as this. He found his niche.
Yeah.
And it helped them. And it sucks that someone so talented has to come. But that's how it is. That's life.
Yeah.
You got to stand out.
I do think he needs to go back to some of that. I want to see the demon again.
You want to see the Jamaican demon?
Yeah. I want to see the demon
again. The Rasta demon?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that Rasta wig is insane.
When he did, I think one of my favorite entrances was the Jack the Ripper one. The top hat?
That was good. They awesome. Found him. You know that?
Yeah.
They found who he is.
Who, Jack the Ripper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a Polish.
Doctor, right?
No, he was a Polish a barber.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was 19 years old.
Wow.
Polish barber.
So what do you think they're going to call Ricky Starks?
Octavia Smith.
What else do we have here? Michelle McCool was announced for the WWE Hall of Fame.
Okay. I mean, I get...
What does Andrew think?
I don't know. I don't want to... I guess it's a WWE Hall of Fame. If Drew Carey's in the WWE Hall of Fame, no knock at Michelle McCool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at all. She... unfortunately for me, she wrestled in an era that I despised wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it sucked.
Yeah,
that era that she came up with when they did the split title thing
mm-hmm.
with the Divas, I thought women's wrestling was terrible. And it was.
Pre pipe bomb.
That it is pre pipe bomb, right? Because that kind of shifted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Between Benoit and pre pipe bomb.
You fell out.
I mean, what a crazy thing that I'm putting the words I'm saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Between the murder suicide and the pipe bomb.
Yeah.
I
what show are we doing?
We're talking about the IRA.
Oh, no.
You know, the troubles have begun once again. I was so first of all, I was really, and I'm not saying this to as a hyperbole. Mm-hmm. I was so disgusted by wrestling after the Chris Benoit stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like that fucking dude was great. And then mm-hmm. Eddie died a year before, and Chris Benoit, and there's all this stuff.
Yeah.
I was so turned off. And then they went to PG.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, when the Muppets are running the show, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I hated it, and I was I still watched, mm-hmm. very disconnected from the WWE product.
Yeah, yeah.
And TNA was not doing anything great either.
What was TNA doing at that time? Was that when, that was probably.
Brother.
I think that was also when the Bucks were involved, right? They were Generation Me.
Yeah.
That era of TNA, which was all right.
I would consume it comedically.
TNA.
Yeah.
Because of the ring. You didn't like the ring.
That was the only thing I agreed with Hogan. He was like, we got to get this crazy thing out of here. What is this contraption? He was so confused. One side, two side, three, four, five.
He didn't know what
to do. Count that high, brother.
Did Hogan ever wrestle in the six-sided ring?
Yeah.
Did he?
I think he did.
MG, can you look this
up? No, I don't think he had enough. He's gone. He dug.
Ah, he's halfway to Australia right now.
He's halfway to Australia. Hogan, because I think Hogan changed the ring immediately.
MG, did Hogan ever wrestle in that six-sided ring in TNA? Can you look that up real quick? I lost my train of thought.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thinking about that guy wrestling
Michelle McCool
in the
Hall of
ring.
Fame.
Yeah, I get it. I understand what you're
listen,
saying.
Listen, I get it. I get
I know
it.
What you're saying.
And she can do a Styles Clash.
Yeah. Yes. That was her thing, right?
She can do a Styles Clash.
Ed Toro in the chat says, Michelle McCool getting in before Victoria, before Jazz, thumbs down.
I get, you know what? And I definitely agree with that. You know, they were on the verge of something really interesting. Like, they took a major step back in wrestling mm-hmm. for women.
Yeah.
Because, like, 2002 on, they got better. Like, 2021, 2001, 2, 3, 4, it got really good. The Mickey James stuff was great. The Victoria stuff was great. The Jazz stuff was great. Yeah. Trish, Lita.
Yeah.
But again, that's all they really had, right? Like, who did they have in that time?
Ivory.
Oh, Ivory.
Ivory was fantastic.
Ivory was fantastic. Always was. But she came in a little later in her career. Victoria, Trish.
Yep, Lita.
And Trish needed work to get there, and she put it in.
Molly.
Lita, Molly. Who else? Victoria, six. Mm-hmm. I guess you didn't need to.
I feel like there's a couple more that we're forgetting.
I mean, you had China, but that was different.
You had Stacey Keibler, you had Tori Wilson.
I'm saying good wrestlers.
You had Nydia, I think, at that era.
Nydia, yeah. And you know what? Yeah. Nydia wasn't bad.
Yeah, she until, was good.
And then they turned her into a...
like a hillbilly.
Sensual...
Oh yeah,
oh, Gail Kim, Mickey James.
Yeah,
I mean that was
fantastic. Pretty banging,
really good. Yeah. And then they just decided to go into the Divas era,
the Bellas.
Bellas even were later. That was fine. Like the Candace.
Candace. Oh, the singing lady.
The GoDaddy girl.
Yes, yeah.
Candace Michelle.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Yeah. And then they went into that era.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Then they were doing the Diva searches at that point.
The Diva search, yeah.
Yeah, so you had Maryse, you had Candace.
You had the Bellas.
Melina. Michelle McCool.
I don't know who came from where at that point.
Lay Cool, yeah.
Do the Diva.
Eve Torres,
that was another one.
Yeah. I think Natty.
And then Natty, but they had a fundamental problem. Kelly Kelly.
You had Natty, and then you had Edge's wife. I forgot her name.
Beth Phoenix.
But yeah. I feel like that was such an interesting thing because they were called the Divas of Doom.
Were they?
Yeah, I think so. And then like they were, it felt like they were trying to bring back like the old mid-2000s style.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. But now it's, you know, it's remarkable now.
Oh,
now it's a whole different.
Unbelievable.
That was a whole different conversation to have. Monday Night Raw last night.
Jillian Hall.
Oh, that was the one that sung.
That's the singing lady, yeah. Sorry to interrupt you.
See, it's all a void in my brain, that time frame.
Yeah, we have to do a deep dive into that, because just to see like who was on top in those few years between the Benoit stuff and the pipe bomb.
Yeah. Things really went downhill. Very quickly in that era.
There was a lot of Miz in that era, too.
A lot of Miz that nobody liked.
A lot of Miz.
Yeah. R-Truth.
A lot of R-Truth. Miz and R-Truth, I think, headlined Raw a ton of times in that era. Like that pre-pipe bomb era.
Yeah.
Very fascinating. That's right. And Jericho as like the bad guy Jericho. Yeah. Jericho's tight as panties Jericho.
Panties Jericho, yeah.
Sami Zayn begs Adam Pearce for a match with Kevin Owens at Elimination Chamber. I'm all about the Sami stuff.
Yo, that crowd ate this up. They, you know, I got to tell you, that Netflix era, it's helping with their tickets.
Yeah.
I do like the ring. I like the black mat.
Yes.
I like how they're doing it.
They end up agreeing to a non-sanctioned match. Great. I feel like that should be like an outdoor thing. That should just be like a street fight that happens in the parking lot.
What would you, what weapons would you put around?
Barbed wire bat,
okay.
I'd hide a pistol with one bullet somewhere.
One bullet. what did you think of him showing up in the Daytona 500 with the winner, William Bryan?
Who, AJ Styles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. Yeah. AJ Styles defeated Dominic Mysterio. Bron Breakker tried to spear AJ, but he stepped aside and ended up killing Dom instead. I don't know where this is going, but I like it.
I guess this is the feud.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think they need to start pushing Bron Breakker a little bit more
yes.
in that top tier.
Yeah, he's got it.
Oh, that guy has it.
That guy has it, you know? Also, guys, get your questions ready, because after we talk about Raw, we're going to answer some questions in the chat. WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship number one contenders match. Dakota Kai defeated Ivy Nile. Kathy Kelly confronted Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez about them attacking Jade Cargill. Great. Penta defeated Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Bright new red outfit. Fantastic.
Penta's great.
This is an interesting, I think, I feel like Penta, Pete Dunne, AJ Dom, and Braun should all be working at the same program.
Like mixed in?
Yeah. You know, like put a belt on it, you know.
And then they all go for something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's time.
I want to see Penta and AJ. Like you have opportunity to do some pretty cool stuff that nobody's seen.
Absolutely. I want to see Dominic with a singles title. I think AJ is going to be kept in that mid card to help the younger guys, which is great.
Dominic is so fascinating to me because think about him, right? When he showed up, you remember how people hated him?
Oh yeah.
They hated him. He's a Nepo baby. Mm-hmm. He got placed here for no reason. Just because of the pandemic, he skipped the line. He's on TV. This dude is remarkable.
Yeah. He worked.
He worked, but guess what? Mm-hmm. People now see what they saw. Right. Sometimes it takes a while for people to see what people in the back are seeing in the talent. You see it now. The guy is incredibly, what an incredible character.
I think that's so fascinating, the Nepo baby thing, because if you think about the Mexican crowds, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's an hijo del somebody.
Yeah.
You know, did they say that with Rey Mysterio? Yeah. Who was like, you know, his uncle was the original Rey Mysterio.
Oh, Nepo baby. Yeah.
Right? Were they like, oh, what a Nepo baby. You were excited to see El Hijo del Whoever.
That's a new bullshit thing, by the way. Nepo baby stuff. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
You could be... I am all for using your resources to elevate yourself in life.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be good at what you're doing and prosper. Yeah. It just means you're using the resources. I don't believe in that Nepo. Oh, that person's only there because...
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, if they sucked and they were terrible and they were messing up moves and they couldn't read a line, I would say that that's a possibility. But this dude has worked hard and he's done tremendous. I mean, that's incredible. How could you criticize him?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think he's going to take up the mantle of the mask after Ray retires?
I don't think so. I think he's leaning towards Eddie stuff more.
Okay.
I wanted to get super jacked like Eddie.
He's getting there, man. He's putting the work in.
Yeah. He's still young.
Yeah. You had the Elimination Chamber qualifying match here. Roxanne Perez defeated Raquel Rodriguez, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. Came down during this match to target Liv Morgan. Distracting Raquel, letting Roxanne win. Great. Elimination Chamber match. This was a fantastic...
qualifier.
Fantastic match. This is a qualifier. Seth Rollins defeating Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah.
I think Finn Balor should have won.
You know what? I watching it, I was like, well, Seth's going to win. And then I was like, angry Finn didn't win.
Right. Yeah. I think you felt that genuine emotion of like... I think the wrong guy won only because, like, I'm not sick of Rollins. I think the guy's crazy talented, but I'm okay with him not being anywhere around that title for a while.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would, and, like, he's an interesting guy because do you think he's exhausted his feuds at this point?
Who?
Seth.
Seth?
Yeah.
Because
he's pretty much feuded with every main eventer.
I think the problem with Seth is... He very much became a cartoon for a while.
Yes.
So it didn't matter what he was doing.
Yeah.
And I think now they're trying to get back into this position of like, no, he's a serious competitor. Mm. I mean, here's a lineup for Elimination Chamber because he got the last spot. John Cena, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, Damian Priest, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
That is a huge,
tremendous
lineup. The women's, here's the women's. Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Naomi, and Roxanne Perez.
Great.
You also have Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus versus Nia Jax and Candice LeRae. And you got Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens in an unsanctioned match.
Great.
A friend of ours sent us a very interesting deep dive into how to
fix
the holes in an unsanctioned match. Mm-hmm. Because if it's unsanctioned, why is this on?
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know if he wants me to mention because this friend of ours works at one of these places.
So. Well, it was a good idea.
It was a great idea.
It was a great idea. It was a great idea.
It was a nice twist to it that you're like, oh, of course that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot
I'll
of sense.
I'll ask him if I can talk about it.
I like that.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's hims.com/fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Oh, also, the EO Sky vignette.
Yes.
Was fantastic.
Yeah, very well done.
She narrated her own vignette while she's floating in water, and at the end, she emerges. This is all in highlights because our producer loves EO Sky. Mm-hmm. And look at it. Look at him laughing
now. He's giggling now.
He's giggling because we mentioned her name. Oh, look at him. He's so bashful.
He's doing like the Kawhi thing with his eyes. He keeps doing this.
Yo, you got the same hair transplant as Chris Jericho?
He's leaving now.
It's the same. Come in. Lean in the camera. Let me see the punches. Oh, that's a low punch. Small millimeter. Nice.
When are you going to do a full-time hair show?
Me?
Yeah.
I just had a conversation with Spencer about
really?
It. Really?
Yeah. Are you going to be on The Bald Truth? Is he still doing The Bald Truth?
He is, yeah. 20-something years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should hop on.
I'm on all the time. I mean, I call in regularly and I yell at people about their finasteride freakouts.
Do you call in as yourself or do you make up like... Hey, this is Jim from Yonkers.
Hey, this is Tony from Ridgewood.
I just want to say I love hair.
I love hair.
I love hair.
I love hair. I love all hairs. Curly hair, straight hairs.
You know what I want to see? I want to see you with like Larry from the Three Stooges hair.
Oh, like this? My hair couldn't do that, dude.
Let's back to wrestling here. I'm tickled with all this stuff. That they're milking from the speed angle that they did. I show speed.
Oh, the I show speed stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. I like.
Did you watch the backstage Rumble thing with Triple H?
Yeah.
And the backstage speed thing where they're like, it's up to you. You got to do
it. You got to go. And then he was walking around with a neck brace the whole time.
Fantastic. I think they need to do more stuff. For some reason, I'm just like tickled by it. The fact that he's selling it so perfectly.
Yeah, he said on the stream that he had a terrible headache.
Yeah, it's wild.
I was like, yeah, of course you do, because you had whiplash.
Mm-hmm. You got murdered by Braun Breaker.
Murdered by Braun Breaker. Guys, submit your questions in the chat room. We will do our best to answer them. If we don't have any questions, we will leave. We'll get out of here.
Yeah, we're just going to go.
Just going to go.
Ooh, Josh Coleman's in the chat room.
He has a great food series.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Recipe Rookie.
Watch me eat.
Recipe Rookie. You know, he's never cooked in his life.
Really?
Never cooked in his life, and he's learning how to cook.
That's wild.
And it's doing really well.
And this is a married man with children.
The married man with men with children. Wow. He made salmon the other day. Mm-hmm. He loves to make asparagus. Constantly, I hate asparagus. I can't even look at it. Hate the look of asparagus. What the hell is that thing? It doesn't taste good.
You don't like asparagus.
I hate asparagus.
Wow. Is that your top most hated food?
No. Sea urchin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought you were a big fish guy.
I am. I love sushi. I love fish. Mm-hmm. I do not like sea urchin. Disgusting. Tastes like garbage from the sea. What else do I not like? I like all vegetables.
I'm not a fan of the kiwi.
You're not.
I'm not. I'm not.
Love
a
good
kiwi. I'm okay with the kiwi.
I use it occasionally to marinate.
Oh yeah.
Because it breaks down the tissue. If mm-hmm. it's like a tough piece of meat,
mm-hmm.
I'll use it for like 30 minutes. I'll marinate in kiwi. Fuck asparagus. You got brainwashed. You people got brainwashed into thinking it's good.
I don't mind asparagus.
Why? What do you like about asparagus? You say I don't mind asparagus. What do you like about asparagus?
You know what? If I'm baking, let's say I'm baking chicken.
Okay.
And I grill up some asparagus with like a little olive oil.
Why not some broccoli?
And garlic?
Burnt broccoli. Burnt Brussels sprouts.
I'm more in the mood. I like Brussels sprouts. I'm more in the mood for asparagus than I am for broccoli sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucked up plant.
Kind of world we live in. All right. You ready for some questions?
Yeah.
I know. Shin is in the chat. Derek, Josh.
All the OGs are here.
Question. Yeah. This is from Shin, our friend Shin.
Yes.
Question. Realistically, where can the AEW women's title go? It feels like a mistake to go back to Toni Storm when she's already cleaned out the roster. That's a good question. Where do you go? Where do you go from this storyline? What's next for that title?
I mean, Mercedes is still looming.
Mercedes is looming. I think that's going to be
Mariah has another match, obviously, because yeah. the way that she won. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever the hell's going on with Britt, I would say she should have been a contender for this.
Yeah.
You have to elevate somebody else in that.
Julia Hart.
You got to elevate somebody. I don't know. I mean, you know, Harley Cameron's doing well, but is she
mm-hmm.
Marina Shafir could challenge for something. I think what you need to do is have Mercedes elevate to the top.
Yeah.
And then have that TNT title, TBS title, become something that you use to make the next person. Sure. I think for the women though, mm-hmm. it would not be a bad idea if they ran that old US title thing where if you have the TBS title, you could cash it in. Like you could give it up and challenge for the world title.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it leads you to nothing.
Right.
And you could do a tournament after that. You know, you could have a quick tournament to see who the number one contenders are, and then they face off at a pay-per-view. And if you lose, you could re-enter that tournament to kind of get it back, but it adds some sort of intrigue there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't know, because that roster, at times, people get so hot on the women's side for a small fraction of a time. Chris Statlander's one.
Thunder Rosa.
Thunder Rosa's another.
Red Velvet.
Julia. Red Velvet.
At one point.
A Jamie Hayter.
Yeah.
Right? These are all names that got naturally over mm-hmm. and elevated themselves. And then it just, one reason or another, injuries, lack of booking, whatever. And it just slows down. So I don't know who the next person is, but I'm not against Toni getting it.
Yeah.
I think that was fine.
Yeah, no, that was fine. Four-time champ, though. I feel like, you know,
The first one.
We've mentioned this with Moxley before, where it's like, does this run need to be extra long because it's the fourth title win? You know?
Yeah.
Like, Mox is their ace. Toni Storm is arguably their ace for the women's division.
I guess so, yeah.
Right? If you take the title off of either one of them, they're bound to get the belt back again. You know, so these title runs, I think, have to be a little lengthier, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
You know? It would be fun if Marina Shafir got the title and then she was in charge of the Death Riders and they were all protecting her.
Okay. I mean, that's I'm into that.
Because that's never been done before, right?
That just Mox loses, Marina wins it?
Like, you have a real badass, like, female champion.
And the guys are protecting.
And the guys are, like, the goon squad.
Oh, that's cool. I'm into that.
This is from QB. How would you follow up with Harley?
I don't know. The puppet's over. She's over. I think she could still do something with Mercedes.
They gotta sell that puppet.
They gotta sell it. I don't think they'll be able to.
Why?
I don't think they'll be able to.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it would cost too much to make?
No, just they, I don't think their merch logistics are.
Oh, for that? Yeah, yeah.
Are mature enough.
Yeah.
I think they're still very much reliant on other people to kind of come up with this stuff.
Got it. But they gotta make that puppet.
Listen, you gotta make all of it. You gotta make everything. Why didn't they sell a stupid little Larry the dog plushie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you sell any of the stuff? The Cody tattoo. The Cody tattoo. Why wouldn't you sell the briefcase?
Yeah.
You know, you can merch anything and people are going to buy it. They will buy it.
Look at it. It's very interesting because we're not comparing AEW to WWE, but go on WWE shop and look at all the nonsense that they make that some of the wrestlers have not even known about, you know? Like, oh, did you know they're making koozies of you? Like, no.
I mean, but that's and again, this is people compare like, well, WWE and everybody else. Well, WWE became a branding and merchandising facility.
Yeah.
They knew how to sell toys. They knew how to sell shirts. They knew how to sell video games. Yeah. They knew how to sell everything.
Yeah.
And that's what got them over.
And also, their guys are very educated in their own sales, too.
Yeah.
You know, this is from Paul Anthony Moss. The Bucks have now made multiple appearances in New Japan since they last appeared on AEW back in November. When, how do you think they return to AEW TV?
I think soon. I think they should.
It's got to be soon.
It has to be soon.
Big, too.
Before June.
Mm-hmm. Do they get demolished by the Hurt Syndicate?
I mean, that would be... I mean, I... Can you...
Bucks versus contrast, Shelton though. And
I mean, dude,
Lashley.
You know, is that? I think that's a negative for the Bucks. You're gonna tell me that these two guys are better than these two?
Yeah.
These are giants. They're Adonis. They're natural athletes. They're one. It was. I mean, Bobby Lashley was extremely dominant in MMA. People forget that.
Yeah.
Shelton is an NCAA high level Olympic level wrestler, or was. I mean, I should say, but still.
I would like to see the Bucks try all the Bucks moves on Lashley and Lashley just...
But here's the thing. You've now created a conundrum, okay?
Yes.
Because you didn't move fast enough when people were asking for it. They put the title on Private Party.
Yes.
Okay? They didn't do a good job at building you.
Mm-hmm.
That Private Party is a contender for the title. It just happened. It was like a couple of weeks on TV and boom, here we go. You have now made a mistake because you've put the title on someone so dominant, that team so dominant, that they have to obviously murder everybody.
Exactly.
And you cannot get, you know, if you put the Outrunners with them for a world, you know, tag title match on a pay-per-view, you can't have the Outrunners beat Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin now.
Yeah, I want to see them have a lengthy title reign and just destroy everybody.
I honestly, I would have taken those titles and put it on them. Mm-hmm. I would have put it on the Outrunners. And then I would have had the Outrunners drop it to a heel tag team. Mm-hmm. And then have them... I mean, you could have... I mean, I'm talking like months of doing this. I'm not saying like in a week. And then you could have had to go to FTR or something to get their vengeance. And then FTR could have been killed by them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and this sets up some sort of return or some sort of tag to come in and do something. I don't know. The Bucks coming in, who are they going on a program with? Are they going for the titles?
Which they should, right?
They should, technically.
Or, you know, they could go for the Ring of Honor titles.
I mean, I think less Ring of Honor is better.
Okay. Interesting. This is another question here. Do you find it bizarre that the Universal title is still active? Will it eventually be made inactive once Cody drops the WWE title?
It is. It's the Undisputed.
I've lost track of which belt is which. Yeah. On the website? Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
Okay, on the website, it says Universal Champion. Yeah, but why do they call it that still on the website? I don't understand that, because it doesn't say Universal on the freaking title.
Yeah. That's funny.
No, well, I guess he's both holders, right? If you go to Universal Champion, it says Cody. If you go to WWE Champion, it says Cody on their website. So that belt that he has, what is that called? The WWE Undisputed Championship?
Yeah, Cody's belt is the WWE
Undisputed Championship. Yes. And then you have the World Heavyweight Championship, which is Gunther's.
Which is Gunther's, yeah.
Okay. But why are they calling it both? Why is he both? I guess because it's unified. But are they planning on ununifying them?
I think that would be a mistake.
I think that would be a huge mistake.
Yeah.
The title is the Undisputed Champion.
Okay.
I'm wondering if this is like a fakakta logistics issue with the website. That like they don't, nobody's ever told them, and they're like, I don't know. I've asked a couple times, nobody responded. I will give you a little tidbit on the corporate world. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Most of these things that you see and you're like, I don't understand why this is like this, is because somebody did not feel like answering an email.
Right.
And somebody couldn't remember what the answer was to answer that email. Okay, this seems to be one of those things.
Yeah, because it's definitely a shift, right? So like, technically, this title
and look how tiny this. Why is this tiny title so tiny compared to the other ones on the website?
Technically, this is the Finn Balor title.
The universe. Yeah, but remember, it went blue. The Universal title is blue, not red.
Right. But this is
Roman. Whatever he gathered from Roman, this is what it is.
Right, but that was the same belt lineage.
It's the same belt lineage. No, it's both. Both belt lineage.
It's very confusing.
It's the original 1963 WWE Championship lineage and the 2016 Universal title lineage.
Oh.
do you see?
Breaking my brain.
Again, this is why nobody's responding to that email.
Yeah.
It's that one. You are the guy. You are the guy.
I'm the guy emailing, or I'm the one being emailed?
You're the one being emailed, and you're looking at this on a Monday morning. Where somebody from WWE.com is like, hey, Rich, have you seen this? Like, what is this title called? Because we have it as both. And you're like, I can't do this right now.
Keep it.
I got an 11:30 meeting. I'll deal with it later.
Let me circle back later.
Is that how you do it?
Let me circle back later. I hope this email finds you well.
I started off with, I hope this email doesn't find you well.
All right. Let's do a couple more questions.
Yo, East is here.
Mod Revolve, two words. Ricky Sacks.
Ricky Sacks.
I'm down with that. I'm down with Ricky Sacks. Comes out the Yakety Sacks.
Hold on. What is Issa saying? Fight me, Zarian. She chickened out again. She was supposed to come here. I bought her first class ticket from Puerto Rico to come here meet me. Midtown. You know where we're going to fight?
Where
the old Rattle and Hum was.
Oh, yeah?
Now a nail salon.
The top of the Empire State Building?
We're going to fight at the top of the Empire State Building. Like King Kong.
I think she would claw your eyes out.
Yo, she would. Have you seen how jacked she is? She's so fucking ripped now. I'm just a skinny boy right now. I've been sick. I'm out of my Bane juice.
Yeah, you got to get jacked up.
Oh, it's happening. Let's see. They changed the name to Undisputed Tryhard Championship when he won it. Oh, yeah, because she loves Roman. She loves Roman.
That's from Brian Knight.
Yeah.
Question for Rich. On a scale of Wheeler Yuta's, how many do you give for Andrew's beard?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's like a good six Wheeler Yuta's.
Is getting cut tomorrow.
No, let it grow out, man.
No.
Yeah, grow it out.
I made that mistake once.
Oh, yeah. Grow it out, man.
I made that mistake. No, it's too long, dude. I don't like how it looks.
I like Ricky Sacks. This is from Derek. What do you guys think of Britt Baker's performance on Cobra Kai? I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I have a question for you.
True.
You know there's a new Karate Kid coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that in the Cobra Kai universe?
Yeah.
So it's the same... So how are they explaining this?
What do you mean? It's Jackie Chan.
I know Jackie Chan, but also Ralph Macchio's in it.
Yeah, but it's Jackie Chan from his Karate Kid movie.
Yes, Jackie Chan, but Ralph Macchio's also in it.
Yes.
So... Does this follow? Is everything that happened in Cobra Kai
canon? Yes.
To Ralph Macchio in this movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just asking. I don't know how the lore of
Karate Kid. Apparently, there is Karate Kid lore now.
Yeah.
I fell off of Cobra Kai, but I really enjoyed it. But
the first season was fantastic.
Did you see the trailer for the new Karate Kid?
Yeah.
With Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
It really did it for me.
I went to go see Paddington Bear on Saturday.
Oh, how was that?
I took the kids. You know what? It was great. It was cute. Dude, do you know he's Peruvian?
Yeah.
You knew this.
I knew this.
He's back in Peru.
Yeah.
He goes back to Peru, and they try to find...
Marmalade sandwiches?
Yo, he loves his fucking marmalade sandwiches up there.
Paddington, man.
No, they try to find El Dorado.
What? Okay.
That's the whole point.
That's great.
Can I spoil it?
You know what? Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to spoil it. If you guys don't want to hear this, I'm going to give you a Paddington Bear, the bear spoiler, okay? So... Oh, yeah. I didn't plug you in. Hold on. It's the end of the show. I'm dying. Essentially, they go to find El Dorado, and El Dorado's not El Dorado. It's where the El Dorado oranges grow.
Oh.
So they make marmalade.
Oh, great. That's, you know, still an El Dorado for Paddington.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is from Brian Knight. Whatever happened to Shockwave? Was it shelved?
It just stopped. The conversation around it has stopped. But again, I've been, I gotta tell you, I got so turned off at the end of the year with pro wrestling and everything going on. I was very disconnected, so I've not been asking or seeing people, but I'm back now, so I'll have more info on that. I have one big scoop, that I'm just waiting for the okay.
Yeah.
Is
it Seth Rollins changing his name to Surf Rollins?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like a surfer gimmick now?
I love that.
Yeah. I heard it here first, though.
Who could do the Trash Man gimmick?
Otis.
You know who I want? Jim Ross.
Oh.
Sassafras. I eat garbage.
This is after he gets bench pressed by
Hobbs. By Hobbs. Yeah.
Let's see. This is from Big Man Dogs. Yeah. Since they're teasing a new Judgment Day member, is there anyone who can heat up that faction?
I guess, would they bring somebody up?
Malachi? Or is he like...
Oh,
different spooky.
I mean, you know what's funny? Aren't all the stables spooky?
Yeah.
Judgment Day, right? The Wyatts. Yeah. And then you have, what's his name's?
Well, Karrion Kross's guy's got.
That's dumb, but that was a spooky thing.
That was like a spooky thing, yeah. That was more, I feel like that was more S&M than spooky.
You think it was more S&M than spooky?
Yeah, they were like whatever Demolition was.
Can you believe that those guys wore
what they did?
Like, what they did.
Yeah.
And we as kids were watching and we're like, oh my God, these guys are so cool. Do you think, like, I think if it was by today, right? Because everybody's so media savvy and everything is exposed, like, you see everything. I think people would be like, yo, that's a little crazy.
A little too much.
A little too much. Well, but in the 80s, it's like, oh, he's just wearing leather stuff.
Well, I also feel like the Demolition stuff was hot on the trail of the Mad Max stuff.
And that was very S&M.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was like a dystopian future and everybody had to dress like that. Because apparently all the S&M stuff survives the apocalypse.
I mean, I'm kind of okay with that, right? Like leather, if I gotta wear like chaps and like a leather chest hole, whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's either this or nothing. I'm going to probably be like, yeah, I guess I
wear the leather stuff.
I guess at least I look a little menacing.
Yeah, exactly.
Queerly menacing.
Demolition. That would be your name on NXT.
Queerly menacing? Yeah. Yeah.
If you got hired by WWE. Paul Anthony Boss.
I 100% that's what they would do. I'm still sticking to the fact that they shave my head and they give me like a big twisty mustache.
That was the last name on that list.
Creely Menacing?
It was Osiris Griffin and all the others.
But it's not spelt the way you think.
No.
It's with like a K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like K-Quick.
K-Quick.
Paul Anthony Moss asks, now that Ricochet is getting over as a top heel, if you're Tony Khan, do you try and bring in Samantha Irving to be his manager and personal ring announcer or leave him solo? I would leave the guy solo. I feel like Samantha Irving's doing her own thing. I think she's doing like a singing career thing.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, leave her. I mean, if she wants to come in as a ring announcer, that's fantastic. She's like unbelievably talented.
Do you see Ricochet getting the big belt in the next couple of years?
Nah, but I do see him playing. I mean, as a heel, I could see him being like a really good heel. Listen, he got over as a heel on his own.
He did.
Because of... He leaned into the bullshit on social media and it worked.
Yes.
And all these people are like, oh, he's playing himself. And he's like, no, dude, you got played.
Yeah. They're throwing doo-doo paper at this guy.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah.
He made a lot of money, or he's close to one. I'm like, you think he gives a shit about some loser on the internet?
Mm-hmm. I do feel like people do, though. I do feel like it gets to you. You know?
I want to expose everybody on the internet. Can I tell you this? Yeah. I want anonymity gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any usernames. Mm-hmm. I want to know everybody. I want to know where you are, who mm-hmm. you are. You're going to tell me that I'm an idiot and I'm stupid?
Right.
I want to see what you look like.
Right.
Show me your ugly face.
Yeah.
Give me your face.
It's always somebody with a faceless avatar. Or always. Like a Guy always. Fieri avatar or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Just that rando in sunglasses.
I had a guy at the AEW show, okay? Mm-hmm. The Grand Slam one, come up to me as I was going to the bathroom, and he's like, I really didn't like you.
Yeah.
But you're pretty good.
Thanks.
And it took every fucking bone in my body to not lunge and strangle him and be like, oh yeah, you didn't fucking like me?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that?
Everybody likes me.
and I'm like, what a...
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is that how you... And you know what I said? Oh, is that how you start your hellos with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, you know, I just didn't know. I thought you were like a WWE guy. And I was like, and what if I was? What if I am? What if I like everything?
Yeah.
You had to see this fucking guy.
Yeah. Did I find it at the theater?
No, he was a slender man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One of those guys.
He was a slender man. I want everybody's real name.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay? You want to say something crazy? I want to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know why you think that way.
Well, that's the end of that Jay and Silent Bob movie where they go to everybody who left a nasty comment. This is from Ed Toro. What is happening with Josh Alexander? In one week, he's AEW bound, but the next, he's having conversations with both companies.
What happened to Josh? I think Josh is fantastic. I think he did great in NXT. You know, he does love professional wrestling. He also has a young child.
Yeah.
Two, I think, right? He has two kids now.
I think so.
Honestly, if I'm him, you have so much option. Where do you see your success happening, in WWE or AEW? If you go to WWE, you're probably going to go to NXT. You're probably feud with Ethan Page. You could do a tag team with Ethan Page.
Bring back
come
the
to
North.
The main roster together. You could bring back the North. You could do something. Mm-hmm. But those characters have become so different from each other.
Yeah.
You know, Ethan Page is a whole different Ethan Page than he was in TNA and in AEW. So... I don't know if that natural story works now, but dude, this guy is great, and he's worked really hard, and he's made his name on his own with no help.
Yeah.
No machine behind him, really. Mm-hmm. So wherever he goes, it's going to be great. But I mean, I think that relationship between TNA and WWE is, I would say, you have a lot more longevity if you go to WWE right now if you're in TNA.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Him in NXT, I think is a good, imagine that. You get Ethan Page, you have Ricky Starks or Ricky Sachs.
Yeah, great.
Josh Alexander.
Tobias Funke.
This is an interesting comment here. Having people come up to you about your podcast walking into or out of the bathroom is definitely an experience.
Dude, it is so often.
Yeah. Whenever we're together.
Rhapsody.
And at a show.
Yo, those dudes do a fantastic job, by the way. No bullshit. Like, it is very good.
Very good.
Very, very good. It is so common for that to happen.
Yeah. When we're together, that happens. Like, when we were at Arthur Ashe, these two lovely guys came up to us in the entrance of the bathroom.
Sure.
And we're
They were normal, though. They were nice.
Yeah. And we were like, can we take this somewhere else, please?
I get, you know what's funny? Like, 99% of the time, whenever someone comes up, it's always the best conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super friendly. Like, oh, I love this point. It's always like something from the show. It's not like, it's not like sycophantism or anything.
Yeah,
like, it's not like I'm a huge fan. Like, I don't like that. I don't like to call people fans. Like, whatever.
Right,
you're hanging out. You're listening to two people talk. It's very voyeuristic. You're watching us.
Yes.
Watch us. But every... 1 out of 10 is a really weird fucking experience.
Yeah.
And listen, this is these are normals being weird. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have an encounter and it's like a really fucking weird experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, ah, you know, the guy's a little off. Like, okay, there's something. Which, in a wrestling show, someone being a little off is very normal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about just like strangely aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strangely aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a great one, okay? Here's a fantastic one. Mm-hmm. At the Ring of Honor show, somebody comes up and he goes, how the fuck do you work with Meltzer?
Uh-huh.
Okay? Just like that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, give me another fucking place
mm-hmm.
that somebody accosts you at a show over the person that you have a work relationship with.
Right. Yeah.
How the fuck do you work with that guy? I was like, oh, do you know him?
Yeah. Perception.
It's like,
perception.
And I'm like, oh, do you know him? You know Dave?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, but I see what he does online. That guy makes things up.
On the internet?
I was like, so you don't know the guy. You see posts from other people.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, I'm like, let me tell you something. I'm like, I'm going to tell you something. I go, everything you think of people is insane. It's right. not real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not based in reality. I said, yeah, dude, I also have done a show with Eric Bischoff. I've also done a show with people that generally, I'll talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, and Dave is an OG here. Regardless if you think that his accuracy is what it was or if he's reporting, the dude is one of the greatest historians for pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And he's still doing this, and he's probably the most successful at this. And he created this avenue for me and for Sean. And I'm not going to speak for Sean, but let me do it for a little bit. For me, for Sean, for everybody that read the newsletters and listened to wrestling radio. And now I get to bullshit not only on Fightful, mm-hmm. but I also do it on Observer and I also do it on my own. Go fuck yourself.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You don't know these people. I get it for Sean too, dude.
That's wild, yeah.
Oh, you know, Sean blocked me. You know how many of those I get?
Oh, yeah.
Can you get Sean to unblock me?
Yeah, it's wild.
No, I don't. Do you think I'm going to call this man?
Hey,
Sean, can you do me a favor? Can you unblock?
You unblock Unicorn Boy 58, please?
I was going to say something so fucking disgusting about the username.
Mm-hmm. I saved you right there.
Thank you. It was coming out, too.
It was end of cliffhanger.
Yo, just leave me the fuck alone, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you like the show? Great.
Yeah.
I want you to like it. Give me something constructive.
Right. Yeah.
Tell me something constructive. Like, dude, your freaking lighting is fucked. Here's how you could fix it. Great. Help me.
Fantastic.
Hey, I think a segment like this would work. Great. Give me something good.
Right. Exactly.
Don't tell me you want to know the best. Now it's on. Now it's
Andrew's. Now you're going. Now
I'm going to give you a great one.
What did Andrew think?
We went to that Observer. We went with the Observer guys to All In. Okay. All Out 2021.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fun.
On their fucking message board from somebody that paid to go to the show.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of like that Observer group.
Yeah.
Right. That like the meetups and everything.
Yeah.
This fucking guy sat there with us, hung out the whole time, then went on the message board and made up a whole fucking story about how I didn't even want to be there.
Right, yeah.
And we were just talking. We weren't even watching wrestling. And it's obvious that I hate wrestling. I wasn't even dressed. Like, I was like dressed to go out to dinner.
Yeah.
I was wearing a -5-star t-shirt and jeans.
Right.
I know who that fucking guy is.
Yeah, you should fucking find him.
You know, I'm going to stick right up his asshole. This fucking thing. I know who that fucking mutant is. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. I'm a very vengeful person.
You know, it's really wild. We'll get back to the questions in a second.
Yeah.
But.
And then I got like 10 minutes.
I appreciate you venting. But I think that's wild because we did that and all we did was party and wild out with everybody.
I had the best time.
At that Chili's.
Yo, I had the best time at that Chili's.
It was fantastic. We met Mr. Gonzo.
We did get wild when we started tossing Denise.
Yeah.
Well, you went to one side and I went to the other. We were just tossing her.
Tight spiral.
Dude, like, what kind of normal. Actually, no normal person will go on a message board.
Right.
unless you're a fucking loser,
right? Right.
And write criticism of somebody in a long.
He was critiquing your hangout performance.
He was critiquing my hangout and my conversation that I was having. So this loser was obviously in front of me, listening to my conversation,
mm-hmm.
sitting next to Garrett
at Hoffman Estates.
At Hoffman Estates,
at the Chili's at Hoffman Estates.
Yo, I'm gonna fucking tell you. I took two edibles.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a time of my life.
Fantastic. It was a great week. Great weekend.
Do you know if I told Treehouse
mm-hmm.
who that guy was that day, what do you think he would have done?
He would punch him in the face.
No, he would have probably, yeah. like, yeah. not even... You were there? Dude, yeah. you were at that fucking yeah. show.
You were there. It was the first time we met you.
I was with you guys. Treehouse would have made me help him bury the body.
Yo, Treehouse, I mean, that guy is a lunatic.
Yeah, good guy, though.
And a great guy, but like a scary lunatic.
Yeah.
He would have bit his nose off, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, MG was in the corner, like chewing on a corn cob for some reason.
Listen, these people don't know me.
The wrong way.
They don't know how crazy I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Queens.
Yeah.
I went to Queens Center Mall yeah. once to go see Nas at the Sam Goody to get an autograph. Do you understand what kind of guy I am?
I mean, it's Nas. Wait, you're talking about Nas the rapper or Nas the girl that we
Nas know? The girl, the bartender at press, yeah.
Let's do some more questions.
There we go. Issa, love you and your edibles. You and the edibles make a wrestling show 100 out of 110 experience. Thank
oh, absolutely. That was fun. Yeah. Issa's first job was at a Sam Goody. Yeah. What a throwback. I miss Sam Goody. I miss all those places.
It's a true story. He came with AZ.
Really?
That's when the Firm album mm-hmm. came out. Yeah.
Nas has a new track with Rakim.
Does he?
Yeah. It's not bad.
He's always fantastic.
Let's see. Do you think Dave Finley will leave New Japan this year? Who will sign him?
He's great. I mean, it kind of makes sense for him to go to WWE.
I would NXT him and have him team up with Regal's kid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to.
Yeah. This is Nishit Gautam. I hope I didn't butcher your name.
Good try.
What's up with the India streaming deal? I think they will be continuing with Eurosport on TV, but nobody knows what's up with their streaming deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I've asked. Like, dude, you know how many... How many people ask me about the India deal? And I've asked, and nobody knows.
Yeah.
At least the people I know don't know.
NYC Demon Diva. I was paying for food at food court at mall, and the cashier watched my channel. It was so sweet, and he started talking, and my slice of pizza got cold.
Wait a minute, though, Issa. Which one of your channels? Because that's a very like sweet like thing.
That is very sweet.
But if it's the other thing, you know, it could get a little weird.
It's also very sweet, though.
So I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan.
Joel Pearl says he's seeing Josh this weekend.
What do you want me to do about it?
Josh Coleman or Josh Alexander?
You're gonna go see Josh Coleman in Maryland? Dude, Josh Coleman has a great food series. I should go check it out.
Give his address. let's see. Hey, this is from Mike Dudzinski.
Yeah.
AEW needs to come up with a multi-man match like the Elimination Chamber. Not exactly the same, but they don't have a big match featuring six top guys. You know, that's interesting. What are you going to do?
Ooh, I like it. I you know what? That's great.
Because their rumble is fakak. They got that fakakta rumble happening.
I don't even know the rules anymore.
Yeah. MG, do you know the rules of that fakakta rumble that AEW does? You get a Joker card. And
every few minutes, you get like five people come out at the same time type thing.
It's like Russian roulette. There's a bullet in one of the drawings.
Honestly, and listen, we are fans. I've never got on day one. I never got it. I was just like, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. They definitely need.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely need a match like that, right? Yeah. Like, I also find it amazing how. Everybody has tried
mm-hmm.
a rumble. Nobody has mastered it like WWE. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right? And is it too late for anybody else to have a pay-per-view, like, big rumble match as their main? Is it done? Can nobody do that anymore?
It
seems like that's the one match that you cannot do. Like, a Hell in a Cell is just a cage with a top.
Right. Right.
Okay? You could do every match. Every promotion has done every match mm-hmm. as their main event.
Right.
Except the Rumble.
Yeah. I feel like because it's so like, it's low-hanging fruit for somebody to be a critic about it.
But I mean, it's just a over-the-top battle royal.
Yeah. Do you think, what could you come up with that AEW could do that would be akin to an Elimination Chamber?
I guess you could do like a War Games.
You're gonna say King of the Mountain?
No. Don't do that to me. And I great. I don't. I guess you could do like a War Games. They already have a War Games. It's Blood and Guts, but it's tag based.
Yeah, but right? Like six guys going at it against each other. But you need a good situation for it. The chamber is the nuttiest thing on the fucking planet, by the way. When you really look at that thing.
It's really crazy.
It's nuts. You're in a pod.
Yeah.
You're just waiting to brawl.
You know who came up with it? Chris Jericho.
Did he?
I think so. I think that was his idea.
Sean won the first one, right?
Oh, no. Or was that Money in the Bank? That was his idea.
Yeah, Money in the Bank was his idea.
Yeah.
Sean won the first chamber, right? Where he had the Dutch boy haircut.
He had the Dutch boy haircut, yeah. That was so stupid. And he had no tights.
Yeah. Paul Anthony Moss.
Can I give you another What Andy Thinks?
Please.
I'm going to tell you.
What Andy Thinks?
You know what I fucking hate?
What? The internet.
The internet. The Shawn Michaels Jenkos.
Really?
I hated when he went from the tights to the big pants.
Didn't mind it.
Hey, disgusting.
Because somebody had the bright idea of like, hey, let's just sew the chaps onto big pants.
I hated it. I also hated when Rey Mysterio had it.
Yes.
I like Rey Mysterio with tights.
Mm-hmm.
Nice tight.
Where do you...
I want to see a rump.
You want to see a...
Show me your rump.
You want to see that booty? Paul Anthony Moss, where do you think Don will end up taking place this year? Double or nothing?
Oh, are they moving out of Vegas? Because I definitely think they should, especially during... Listen, that show is on the worst weekend. I think they need to move it from that weekend.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend. It was fun. That first couple times they did it, Memorial Day weekend, it was great. Flights were not that crazy to Las Vegas the first 2 years. I mean, the first year, obviously, was nothing. But and then the pandemic happened. And after the pandemic, things were kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know where they should do it. Anywhere. They could do it anywhere. Do it in Orlando.
Do it in Madison Square Garden.
I wish, man.
Yeah.
I wish. You don't need to run Las Vegas, especially Memorial Day weekend, when flights are so expensive. And again, that used to be a destination show, and a lot more people had disposable income. You had the pandemic money coming in. You had people with part-time jobs, also making money. You know, there was still a funnel of income, disposable income that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a very different place now, 5 years later.
Have them do it in Monte Carlo.
Ooh, have it do
like
it
a real double,
a real
nothing.
Double yeah. nothing. Take it to Reno. I don't think anybody wants to go to Reno.
No,
get out of Vegas.
New Orleans would be fun.
Or you could do it at. Listen, guess what? Yeah. You know where you could do it? At Mohegan Sun.
There you go, Connecticut.
You could do it in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. You could do it at the Hard Rock, whatever.
Sure.
In Colorado.
You could do it at the Belmont Racetrack.
You want to keep it at a casino? You could do it at a casino.
Mm.
Do it at the Belmont Racetrack.
Yeah. Put some money on the ponies and then put some money on the wrestling.
Did you win any boxes?
No.
For Super Bowl?
No.
Did you do any?
No.
Lost everything. No. You know how many, everybody around me won? Every single person around me won.
Really?
Except me.
Wow.
What are you going to do?
How much money did you put in?
Total?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Brian Knight, what would happen if Andrew's dad ate an edible and watched the GCW show?
Listen.
That's a great question.
Why the fuck are they bleeding? Holy. Rich. Listen. Flores. I have them downstairs. I've been collecting. You know, my father doesn't throw fluorescent tubes away.
Oh, I know.
I have. Yeah. If any wrestling company is interested in about 200 fluorescent tubes, I have them. I have them all. Listen. I have fluorescent. Why would you want to hit somebody with fluorescent tube? Man, that burn.
This is also your dad stoned at a GCW.
You know what? Give me a GCW wrestler.
Let's, for argument's sake, let's say Nick Gage.
Nick Gage? Is he Guyanese? He's going to be stoned and think everybody's Guyanese.
True.
I'm not even kidding you. That's what he does. If my father drinks a little too much or takes an edible, he thinks everybody's Guyanese. Issa's going to walk in our house and he's going to ask her if she's Guyanese. Anyone that is slightly like a tanner shade.
Yeah.
And he doesn't mean it in a bad way. He wants to connect with you.
Yes.
And if you say no, you know what the second is? You're from Trinidad?
It's just...
No!
He goes through the entire Caribbean.
He's from Saskatchewan. He has Lance Storm if he was Guyanese.
That's funny. Ed Toro. Yeah. Will AEW have an all-female blood and guts match this
year? I think
year?
Eventually.
They should. Yeah.
I think eventually. If they have enough of like stable warfare.
Sure.
You know?
I think so. Is there anyone who looked better with loose pants?
Is there anyone that looked better with loose pants? Tommy Dreamer had loose pants. He looked good with those.
Dreamer had loose pants.
Yeah. Sabu.
I had. Oh, yeah.
I don't want Sabu in tights.
I had no problem with Big Pants Shawn Michaels at all.
This will be the breakup.
Listen, give me.
We will have our breakup over this.
Give
pants.
Me any Shawn Michaels, please. Really? Like, you? Like, that's going to stop you from.
You like a Shawn Michaels?
Somebody pay MG to do a Shawn Michaels.
Do you know, that theme is so insane?
It is.
The Shawn Michaels theme?
Especially because he sang the original.
He sings it.
No, I'm sorry. He sings.
Sherry sang it.
Sherry sang the original, and then he sang the next one, which makes it even
Vince
more bizarre.
But Vince sung the original track.
Really?
Yeah, the demo was Vince.
Oh, boy.
Ah! Tajiri. Loose
Tajiri,
pants.
Loose
great.
Pants. Great.
Look great. Yeah. Did X-Pac ever have loose pants?
No, I think he always had singlet.
Always a singlet.
Always singlet.
Trying to think, who else went to loose pants and look great? I want all like the heavier luchador Mexican guys always tight pants.
I think Kevin Nash did loose pants.
With Kevin Nash always had loose pants with the tights pulled up all the way to the chest.
Yeah.
Like, and one of these poses. Rey Mysterio loose pants. Yeah, but I like him with the other pants. You know, talking about pants.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena needs to do something with this run. I want to see him out of the jorts.
No.
No?
I think he's doubling down.
You think he's doubling down on the jorts?
I think he's doubling down on the jorts.
Because it really intrigued me when he said that he was all ready to turn heel. They were going to turn him heel. And he had the gear and everything bought.
Slacks.
And I really want to see what that heel John Cena gear would have been.
It probably would have been what is the polar opposite?
It was not the jorts. It was
of jorts.
I think he said it in the interview. It might have been with Chris Van Vliet.
Slack comes out looking like Michael Jackson or some shit.
Can you imagine? He comes out like Michael Jackson.
like the dangerous tour. Michael Jackson.
No. I think he was gonna wear like the tight shorts.
Okay.
Like the trunks.
Like prototype. Like the
like
original.
Prototype. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think we're getting super superhero Cena for this last run.
He should just come out. Yeah, he should dress up like a Peacemaker. Why not?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Peacemaker? Yeah, Peacemaker.
Yeah, Peacemaker.
All right, what else do we have?
Muda, loose pants.
Muda, loose pants, yeah.
Sandman, loose pants.
Always loose pants.
Very comfortable. Though. Comfortable pants.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I think we got... Oh, Motor City Casino in Detroit.
All right.
I think we're good with questions.
All right, that's it. Yeah. All right, guys. This was a blast. Love each and every one of you. I'm off to go to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see y'all. Actually, I'll see you this afternoon. I got to do a show with Garrett.
Oh, you're back, huh?
We're back.
Okay.
We're back. We're live, pal, this afternoon.
Still doing that, huh?
Yep. If you want more Rich and Andrew, tune in every Friday, 10:30 Eastern on the Matt Men channel, youtube.com/MattMenPodcast. You can check us out there. And this show will be on Fightful right after we are done. So you could catch it there and subscribe to us everywhere that we are. Goodbye, everybody.